It's the Observation Deck with Gordo. It's brought to us this morning by Man's Best Friend and A-No. 1 Air.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. All right, here in a few minutes, we're going to do some maybe some Twitter tweets, maybe up on the website, post kind of the vantage point where people can see where we are, because we are tucked way back here in the back of Radio Row. And I would say right now we're at about 15% capacity at Radio Row. Not many people have showed up yet to do their shows. Now, as I... Yes, go ahead, Craig.
I was just going to say, I don't know if everybody caught the announcement yesterday, but I've entered into an exclusive partnership with the NFL that is allowing me to live tweet all of our activities this week, so I'll be posting
anybody
updates
can do that
as to what we're doing and pictures and things like that. So just I think it's pretty cool.
It's not an exclusive deal you entered into with the NFL. You're just tweeting pictures, which we appreciate because you tweeted pictures of our exclusive team dinner last night. Oh, and look, Giorgio, he's taking another picture right now as we speak.
Sure enough.
And I'm sure he'll post that
Notify the NFL.
Junior Miller is your Twitter name, right? Or is it Junior_Miller?
It's at Junior_Miller. Oh. Or this week you can also reach me at NFL.
I don't think you can.
I don't think so. So, as now, usually in the media center here, they'll always set out some coffee, you know, for people who are trying to have their morning coffee, get woken up and awakened and get you entertained on the way to work.
Bop.
So, I walked over there. Right by us, there's this little buffet table, and they have some food and some coffee. So, I walk up there to get some coffee. There was a group of three women standing there who were all wearing somewhat starchy official looking uniforms, you know, pants that they would normally not wear in real life, so I figured that they must work here. So I get my coffee cup and I reach for the little handle spigot, and one of the ladies says, "Sir, you're not allowed to drink that coffee, sir. That coffee is the exclusive property of the..." I don't know who's in there. Was it Gatorade USA Corporation? They're filed under the Federal Communications Act of the SEC. And so I was like, "Oh, okay, it's just coffee." They had a vat of it, and no one was at this buffet. I can understand if I was taking food, something limited, but it's coffee. But I said, "Okay, could you tell me where the coffee is for, you know, the lower end people, the dirt, like me?" "You will have to proceed down this hallway. You're going to go down here, and you're going to go to the east corridor of the Griffin Wing of the..." Whatever. Okay, so fine. So I go to the place where I can get coffee. So as I'm approaching the coffee station, there is only one other human being that is also approaching at the same time. So we're going to converge on the spigot at the same time by my mental calculations of motion.
Well, that's no problem. We're all brothers here in the media, aren't we?
We all work in the media together, and there's, what, thousands of media members that cover this event.
Great.
But I immediately know that this particular confrontation will be a problem because it's the one person of these 3,000 media members that cover this event that we've been told by the NFL that we are not allowed to have any contact with. I look over and I see the frosted tips of Nasty Nestor heading towards the coffee machine at the same time that I am. We're the only two in this hallway, so I have a choice to make. Do I try to politely say hello? Because really and truly, I don't hate him the way he hates us. To me, it's just kind of funny, and right, I'm indifferent towards him, and it's not that big a deal to me. But he hates us.
Yeah.
And me in
with
particular.
With a passion.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the burning of 1,000 dying stars. I mean, he cannot stand us. And so I'm trying to decide, should I say hello or should I not? If I say hello, will this be seen as a provocative action on my part? By the NFL. Does he complain
about
us?
Could be. I mean, just you saying hi could get him to go to the league and say he won't leave
me
alone.
Because he will lie. I mean, he lies to the league about our exchanges. He lied to the Houston station, said that he messed up my face pretty bad, and I refused to press charges because I was scared of his retaliation. So what would you have done?
Boy, that's a good one. I probably would have said nothing.
Yeah, act like a ghost.
But it would be interesting to see how he would react if you had said, hey, Nasty, how you been? Or something like just real innocent. Mm-hmm. I wonder what he would have done. And maybe you did do that.
Well, see, I've done that in the intervening years since the famous confrontation when he was OJ to my Nicole.
Wow.
And he just glares at me. Yeah. And then he complains that I've talked to him.
Right.
So that's kind of the idea that I was going on. So as we go to the coffee maker at the same time and our fingers gently touch on the spigot, I said nothing to him. I did not have words with him.
Did he notice you?
Yes. He noticed me. He looked at me and then looked straight down again. Now, here's what's even crazier, is he is not more than four tables away from us, and I'm looking at him right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
He's only four tables away
look
from us.
Look behind
oh,
you,
yeah,
Giorgio.
Sure enough.
See behind you? See the guy in the coat? If Giorgio's eyesight was any good, I could be pointing. Giorgio, you're looking at a ficus tree, the one that you just recognized as Nasty Nasty.
Oh, that's a tree?
Yeah. So he is not that far from us, and usually the NFL puts us on opposite sides of the room. Now, should we approach him at some point this week?
No.
Well, the NFL doesn't care enough that they put him so close to us.
They will if he. They will care if he goes to them and said, these guys are bothering me again. Then we don't want to go down that road.
Yeah. Now, some P1s who are maybe have only listened to us for a couple years might not know who Nasty Nestor is. This guy, the short definition of him is the biggest joke in the radio business.
Who thinks he's the biggest name in the radio
right.
business.
He is a guy who works up in Baltimore and works is kind of in quotes here because his station is, I think he bought it. He got some friends together and bought a station that is, you think the ticket signal is bad? From what I understand, that signal that he bought barely covers the shack that's next to the transmitter. It barely has that coverage.
And it's because no station would hire him. So the only way he could get on the air was to buy his own station.
And somehow or another, many, many years ago, we got crossways with him here when we'd come to the Super Bowl. And we made fun of him for his jersey. He would wear a Ravens jersey around, and he has his stupid frosted tips in his hair, and he just is the biggest doucher you've ever seen.
His radio station gets a 0.0 rating, and that's a fact.
Yeah.
So that means they have zero listeners.
Yeah, it's almost like they're not even encoded.
Right.
Anyway.
And did you imagine that?
Yeah, I get to imagine. But, you know, that's the smaller markets. That's they'll do that. They'll do things like forget to encode a signal.
Well, yeah,
but
they don't have quality engineering at places like that.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, even though Nasty's station gets a 0.00, even though they have no listeners, he walks around the media center like he's Bob Costas.
And didn't he have a ring of some kind?
Yeah, he got a Ravens
Super Bowl ring.
Somehow he got a ring. There you go, ring police. What do you think about that one?
What do you think I think about that?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
That ought to prove my point. That they need to clamp down on that BS.
I think he went and just bought. I think they had a deal where the fans could go buy one. Anyone could have got a Ravens ring. Of course he did.
That's basically what it's like for any championship team. Anybody can get one now. They give away so many.
It's amazing. So yes, I did not have words with him out of respect for this station and the Catman who's always nervous. Catman who's got more important fires to put out right now than whether or not we're warring with Nasty Nestor. So so that's the update on the Nasty
Probably
situation.
A good move.
Yeah.
But if he's still here on Friday...
No.
No way.
Because we have to cover the game on Sunday, and I don't want to deal with the National Football League.
And we want to go next year, and the year after, and the year after.
Stay away.
Okay, and then the other big news here in Radio Row, and this is kind of a quick hit, is that girl over there in the white who's like two tables away from us, who is she? And why does she have such a nice bottom?
I don't know.
No idea, but she's wearing a very form-fitting white dress.
Oh my gosh.
She must have some kind of confidence to wear white today.
All right, I'm going to... What is that a reference to?
I'm just saying that there are...
It's not there Easter certain, yet?
There's nobody more focused on the female period than Junior Miller.
I'm just saying.
He is obsessed.
Yes, there is. The idiot sitting right next to him.
No, don't point to me. I ignore that fact. That is...
Oh, my God.
That is
whatever. Your J-Lo opinion.
The female cycle and Lee Harvey Oswald are your two driving life forces.
What? That's insane. No, the menstrual, the female menstrual cycle is something that's a design flaw that God doesn't want highlighted. I'm going to go ask her about it.
All right, Gordo. Thank you.